Catherine stated she did not understand my question on balance specific to Vanguard. Another more specific question, is it safer to keep cash in a local community bank or in a Vanguard money market if could only pick one? I'm trying to ascertain the safety of holding money in Vanguard. So there are a couple of issues here. One is, should I hold my cash in a large financial institution, or should I hold it in a small financial institution? Another part of this question is, should I hold my money in a asset manager, or should I hold my money in a commercial bank or an FDIC insured bank or credit union insured bank? And, you know, part of this is, should I hold it near me, or, you know, can I do it online? So there, in this, there are a couple of different embedded questions. And I think issue number one is, do you want to hold it in a large institution, or do you want to hold it in a small institution? Now, there are different scenarios where a large institution will be protected by the environment or by the, you know, the people who run the financial system. And so in theory, you're better off in a large one. There are other scenarios where you're better off in a small one. And your guess is as good as mine as to which scenarios we'll be in, you know, this year, the year after, the year after. So the reality is, you know, we have to be prepared to live through all scenarios. So this is why I use a squirrel approach. Now, I would never keep my money in a large financial institution, but that's me. That's a choice. I want a relationship with anybody who's custodian on my money. I want to know them. I want to be able to pick up the phone and call a decision maker. And that's sort of, you know, why I reach for a smaller. But one thing is, you need excellence. So, you know, when people say small versus large to me, you know, my question is, are you talking about large excellent and small excellent, or small horrible and large excellent? In other words, you have to do diligence each institution one at a time. You can't just say this guy threw against small guys. Any thought, Carolyn?
I agree completely. One thing I will just note, I one time heard a money manager talking about Fidelity, which at that time was the largest mutual fund in the country. And what this person said, which makes a lot of sense, is if you're managing an enormous amount of money, you're basically buying the market, because you can't, there's no such thing as diversification.
Right.
So there are some benefits if you're going to hire a money manager. There are, you know, someone who doesn't have billions and billions and billions of dollars under management can make moves that can't be achieved if you're buying the whole market. But yes, I agree with everything that you say.
Right. But there's some scenarios where the, you know, the central bank is going to protect the big guys and not the little guys.
Absolutely.
So you have to remember that. And here's the other thing, no matter the banking system, large or small, or asset manager or community bank, they're all up to their eyeballs in treasury securities.
Right.
And if the federal credit is going down the tubes, you know, it's everybody. The second thing is, the question that's being asked is, should I keep my money with an asset manager, or should I keep my money with an FDIC institution? You know, and basically you're looking at small differences in the credit. And again, the question, in the worst case, who's going to be protected? Your guess is as good as mine. So I continue to be a squirrel. I've got money with asset managers and I've got money with community banks, although, you know, I keep almost all my cash either outside of the system or in community banks. There's no point in paying.
I want to make a comment too, only tangentially related to this. I remember when we had Madoff, and I know that you told me stories about people who were basically looking for a Madoff clone after they'd actually lost money with Madoff, because they were seeking somebody who says, I'll give you a rate of return that you can predict. And anybody who says that is either lying or doing something that that is not legal, because right. There's no such thing as a constant rate of return. I mean, certainly in investing in stocks, it just doesn't exist. So,
right.
The market goes up and down, and trying to market time is dangerous too. So,
right. Although if you're in a money market, it doesn't go up and down that much. It's not supposed to.
Right. If you're in the money market, right.
Right. The other thing is you asked about a specific institution. And again, we don't, you know, we're not in a position to due diligence. Specific institutions are common on them. You have to do that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, commenting on a specific asset manager is investment advice, which we're not allowed to do. Right?
Absolutely.